Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked. Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at the epicenter of free speech, Genesis Communications Network, GCN Live, LIVE.com. Safely back from Central America. Greg Lesher. Welcome, Greg.
Thank you, Vincent. And emphasis on safely back. Let me tell you, it was an experience that I'm going to tell you about. Wow.
I'm looking forward to it. The class is looking forward to it. We missed you. And can you just briefly tell us, you were engaged in a project. Can you tell us what the project is and then tell us, then flesh out what happened?
Sure. Well, some people got a hold of my information that are building CPOD homes down in, they're based out of Panama. In fact, Portolinda or something like that. It's in Spanish anyway. It's a little harbor down in on the east coast of Panama. And there you are building CPOD homes. And the reason they're building these homes is they want to get out of international waters so that they can avoid all of the government regulations and tyranny that we're facing. In fact, it all based from a there was a movie called Rose Island, which was made from an actual experience where this guy went offshore to make his own island, and he was going to make it even to the UN to be considered a sovereign nation. And, of course, that ended up in the military of Italy actually blowing up his platform before it could take place. They went out there and anyway, the owner and CEO of this company actually thought that movie was made after what he was trying to do. But to make a long story short, they need fresh water. And so he decided to, on his own dime, fly me down to Panama for a month and put together a prototype unit that they could use on their CPOD homes. And, wow. We got down there. The day I left, I kind of wondered if the guy was kind of stalling for some reason. I get a text saying none of the equipment was ordered that I made a list of. And this was as I was getting on my flight. And let me tell you, that was quite an experience. I barely made my flight from Salt Lake because the app that you have to fill out on your phone, that one thing wasn't completed, and that was where I was going to quarantine for 3 days once I arrived. And they had a specific amount of, you couldn't just go somewhere and quarantine. You had to go to one of their approved hotels. Well, that didn't happen in Salt Lake. Luckily, it was a domestic flight to, Denver. So while I was sitting in the Denver airport, I filled it out in the nick of time in this hotel. It was the one that was available. The rooms were like $120 a night. So I had to purchase that and barely make the flight. And as I'm barely making the flight, I get this text saying that they hadn't ordered anything. So I got there. I spent the first week basically doing nothing. Finally, we were able to go into Panama City and purchase some things to get started, which I did immediately. And the next week, the CEO went into Panama City for a day, and he didn't return. And I get reason is that there was trucker strikes going on and some rioting. He was stuck there for the entire week, and had to find a hotel because the roads were closed. And I started to do some investigation. Not only were they closed, but on the border of Colombia, the cartels were involved, and they were armed with machine guns. So they're not something you just want to try and get around. But anyway, you think the supply chain is hard to find things here? Oh, my goodness. Down there in Panama, where all these ships are going through, everything is just as expensive and even harder to find. For instance, you can't find insulation, fiberglass insulation. They just don't use it because of the way of heating up their water in their shower, where you actually have power going to the shower head. Electrical, you know, heat to the shower head, which is, of course, would never pass UL listing. But anyway, we decided when he got back that weekend that next Sunday I needed to get to Panama City so that I wouldn't miss my flight the following Friday. And that's exactly what I did. I spent the last week in a hotel in Panama, waiting for my flight so that I didn't get stuck down there in Panama. Just a tragedy. I was able to take the equipment that I am working on, and I'm going to finish this project right here at home. In fact, I've made quite a bit of progress on it. But the situation down there was very good. And you know, those of you thinking of just packing up and moving to South America. I decided I was going to go for a little hike and go up the side of that mountain next to me and just kind of, you know, see what it was like. That jungle is so thick that without a machete and knowing what's poisonous and what's not, I decided not to do it. But, it was quite an experience. And an interesting note is I went there to get the money out of the ATM. It came out U.S. dollars. They happen to use U.S. dollars in Panama. In fact, their coins are exactly the same size. The penny is copper. The nickel is nickel. And the dime even has the little copper center, as does a quarter. And they're the exact same in value. But, things are getting rough, and the truckers down there are striking because they can't afford the fuel. It's just as bad down there. I think it was $1.43 a liter, right there at the right there where I was staying at the marina.
Are you saying that gasoline is $1.40 a liter, or roughly $5.60 a gallon, or are you saying that's diesel?
No, that was regular.
Yeah. So diesel is probably more expensive. Yeah. Diesel's around it's close to $6.50 in our neck of the woods here in Missouri, and it has gone up and up and up. And the media is not reporting it as it really is. And the internet is, you know, saying it's going up, but they're not reporting how fast it's going up, and they're not reporting what the prices actually are. So, Greg, Lesher, when you were down in Central America, you were trying to build a water purification, water distillation system. That was the plan, right, for these sea pods. What can you describe what a sea pod actually is, the size of it and the construction of it, and how is it, how does it stay in place, or does it just float?
Okay, they've got these steel pipes, big giant tubes. There's three of them, like a tripod, and then on the end of them are great big cylinders, and these cylinders float. And what happens is there's a center cylinder that comes up, and it goes to this sea pod that's kind of a Jetson-looking, you know, space-looking home. And they can be anchored. And I guess the best way to look at it would go to go to oceanbuilders.com, and you can see what they're building. Now, they haven't completed their first one yet. They've got two in production. They've got an EcoPod and a sea pod. And they were doing the fiber. They're made out of fiberglass, and they want to be totally autonomous from anything. You know, they have their own power, their own water, their own waste treatment, and I really think it's a wonderful idea. However, you know, there's just areas in the ocean that I just wouldn't want to be because of piracy and storms and things like that. But it's really sad that the last place that we can look at for freedom is the ocean. You know, being outside of any of these jurisdictions. But, you know, one thing I did learn while I was down there is that those backup of cargo ships waiting to get to port is almost done. There's one little point I like to make. There are no more ships coming. So what is out there and what is coming in will be the last of the supplies because of the shutdown in China. So that's something that you might want to, if you don't have it right now, go out and get it. That's what I have to say, because it's not going to be available very soon, because those container ships are just about done in their lineup down there, and there's just nothing coming in to replace them. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Well, I was very concerned about this, and there's certain supplies, replacement parts, maintenance parts that we absolutely need to sustain the farm. So, for example, heat's a big thing, and we heat with wood. So we have a welder. So if our outdoor wood furnace heat exchanger fails, we can weld in some steel plate and replace, you know, what has been eaten by corrosion. We can do that, should that ever happen. We have insulation, we have foam, and we have fiberglass. We have a lathe, actually have two lathes and a mill. But what we don't have is spare electric motors, like the pumps. We couldn't make them. So we bought them. That was a real big concern for me. The circulator pumps for the heating system. So what happens, the hot water is heated in an outdoor furnace, holds about 400 gallons, and the water temperature might be 175 degrees. It's plumbed underground into the house, and it goes through two, we'll call them radiators, in the ductwork. Air is blown across the radiators and it heats the house. It works great. It also has a heat exchanger for heating domestic hot water, a converted hot water heater, a traditional type. But without that circulator pump, we've got nothing. So I was able to get them.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammie, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, so I was really, really concerned about some supplies. This was a couple of years ago when the genocide was just unfolding. And so I was able to buy a spare well pump, actually two of them, well pump control box, circulator pumps for the outdoor heating system, welding wire, steel plate, all kinds of things I thought would be in short supply. And here we are. We are in short supply. And pretty much everything comes from China. And what I've been finding out is I wanted to buy some oil filters. I'm down to 6 oil filters for just one of our vehicles. We have, you know, a couple hundred oil filters here. But I wanted to buy some more for one of our diesel machines. And the last time I bought them, which is about 2 years ago, they were about $3 a piece. For, you know, if you bought a case of them. Now they're $19 a piece. And it seems that the availability has gone way down. The price has gone way up. Everything has gone up. And just to put an exclamation point on what you've said, the auto parts stores, the big box ones that sell, like let's say they have an economy version, they have a standard version, and they have their gold version. So the gold would be, you know, their best one. And let's say, for example, a wheel hub for the front wheel bearing of a pickup truck, an American pickup truck. So it used to be that the economy version, which they'd call value, which is not the right word. Value used to mean, you know, the best of price and performance. Value means now it's turned to cheap economy, substandard. That's what value means today. The value line has been removed. There's no value line anymore. They've taken the standard one, or they've taken their best one, which had a 3-year warranty, and now it has a 1-year warranty. So even the auto parts resellers, the big box resellers, are finding out that the hubs, if just in this example, the wheel hubs for a truck, the bearings, front wheel bearings, aren't lasting worth a darn, and they keep have to replace them under the warranty. So they've shortened the warranty. And we know that they failed because we've replaced as many as 6 or 7 wheel hubs on one single truck, on one side of one truck. So the parts from the factory are much better, like, you know, from Dodge or Ford or General Motors. And the automotive replacement parts that come from China are just junk. So here we're faced with, we can't even get the junk anymore because we don't make those spare parts. So if you're asking me, am I concerned? You bet. I'm really concerned. And when Americans find out that the insulation that covers the wire degrades in the sun, when they find out that the copper has not been cleaned properly and it decomposes within the insulation, and they find out that the electrical circuits don't work because the connections to the copper wire that hasn't been cleaned at the factory properly prior to manufacturing the insulation component of the wire, when these connections break, that's when people are going to realize that what we've been talking about is, I guess we should call it Chinese junk. So we're in a big world of hurt, and people are probably scrambling now to get what's left of the Chinese junk, because that's all there is Chinese junk. Greg?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I want you to think about this. When the power goes off, what are you going to do? When the fuel absolutely runs out, what are you going to do? This country is in no shape to go through the type of depression that we had back in the 20s. It's just not in that kind of shape.
You said something really important yesterday. I haven't told our family this yet, but I'm going to drop this bombshell on the family, you know, after the broadcast, probably during lunch. So if we wanted to fill our diesel fuel tanks, we haven't filled them in years, but the last price was probably around, I don't know, maybe $2 a gallon. It would cost us over $30,000, over $30,000 to top off the fuel tanks to run a farm. It's not just us. When we run out of fuel, I think we're done. I think we'll just watch the grass grow, and we won't be able to farm. And it's not just us. All of these farmers are seeing exactly the same thing. Can you imagine?
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A tornado watch has been issued for parts of Washington, D.C., Maryland, North Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia until 2 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. A tornado watch means ingredients are in place for the possible development of tornadoes. Russian forces are making incremental progress in Ukraine's eastern Donbass region this week. The United States may send long-range rocket systems to Ukraine. The Biden administration is considering sending these systems as part of a larger military package and security assistance to Ukraine, which could be announced as soon as next week. An unidentified schoolmate of the Uvalde school shooting terrorist describes the kid he knew to ABC8 in Dallas, Texas.
Salvador Ramos was a boy who was not bullied. He would try to pick on people but fail, and it would aggravate him. I would like to get that out of the way. He was not bullied.
USA Radio News.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Irma Garcia's family hurting from her death in the Texas school shooting that targeted her fourth grade classroom. Her husband of 24 years, Joe Garcia, dropped off flowers at his wife's memorial Thursday morning in Uvalde, returned home, and died. First reports are indicating a heart attack. There was so much hope that violence in New York City would end when former lawman Eric Adams became mayor of the Big Apple. As violence and crime continues to be a major problem, Mayor Eric Adams is being called out for failing the people. Former Rochester Police Chief LaRon Singletary uses the Fox News platform to convey his message.
I think the number one mission of government is to provide for the safety and protection of its people. Eric Adams, I think, has his priorities kind of mixed up here. And I think what people really want is him to solve the issue of crime. People want to be safe. He just met with a bunch of CEOs in New York City. I mean, we're not talking small CEOs. We're talking about big CEOs. Who basically say enough is enough. We need your help. We need you to provide solutions to this problem. No matter what's going on in the rest of the world and the rest of the nation, Eric Adams has to focus on New York City. When I was police chief, that was the number one role. That was the number one responsibility that I had, was to provide for the safety and protection of the citizens of Rochester, New York, and those that came to work, play, and visit. And New York City is the metropolis of New York State. We have to make sure that New York City is safe for residents and those that come to work and play and visit, or else businesses will leave, as well as residents will leave New York as well.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something
else. It's
going to
be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Oh, God, you're
take my...
When you go
to
the
for 2 seconds, don't you?
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Greg, what you just told us is absolutely frightening. So, did I hear this right, that we're almost done with the logjam of ships? There aren't more ships are not coming, and what's on
that's
the ocean,
right.
That's it.
And I witnessed it personally as I flew out of Panama. There's just nothing there. There's a few ships. That's it. The stacks are gone. So what's come in and what's on its way being transported right now in the United States is it. That's it. And you think, I just was in Dollar General the other day, and I was going to grab a bag of cat food. Guess what? There's no cat food. No brands, no cat food. So these things,
you know, I'm gonna say this again. Food, water. Well, let's say food, water, and shelter for the next 7 years. If you don't have it, you may not in the future. If you can't grow it, if you don't have the seed, you don't have the water, and you don't have the means to do it, things aren't looking too good for you right now. And I'm telling you, in a third world country, my heart just bleeds because I see the people and I don't see gardens in their yards down there. They still run to the grocery store for everything. Granted, there's fruit on the trees. There's a lot of fruit down there, but that's seasonal and that's not all the time. And that can be depleted pretty quickly. But, you've got to have a way to take care of your water, not waste it, recycle it, reuse it, purify it, a way to grow your food in the most economical way. In other words, maybe a drip system, something where you're not wasting your water, and be able to have enough of a shelter that it doesn't take much to heat or cool it. A shelter that can take a beating. And, you know, I discuss those things in that book, Don't Just Survive Off-Grid, Thrive, that book I have published. I never thought that it would be so vital so quickly. But people just, you know, I want to add to that, those three. I want to add to get out of the cities. We're talking about the safety of New York. There is no safety there. There's no safety in Los Angeles. There's no safety in Denver. There's no safety in any of those cities. When things go bad, they go bad quick. And when people run out of things, it'll happen quickly. And there will not be the time or possibly even the fuel to get out. What are you going to do? You should have been preparing years ago. I know I was. And you've got to be able to be mobile and move if you have to, because what are you going to do if those roving bands come around, you know, trying to stay alive? We're in very, very difficult times ahead, and a lot of people still are under the impression that things are going to get better. They're watching the news, and I turned it on the other day and just was appalled seeing a commercial for how safe and effective vaccines are. And I also was listening to the newscaster saying there's a lot of sickness going around. They don't understand the fact that their immune systems are gone because of these shots, and they're getting sick constantly. You know, the one newscaster said, yeah, I had the flu last week, and I had this last week. And they were just – this is the time of year when you're out getting in the sun and you're healthy. This isn't the sick time of the year yet. It seems to be that – because people have put their trust in the arm of the flesh. They went out there and got the jab, and a lot of them are starting to get shingles. Well, now they're going to call it chicken pox. They're going to call it monkey pox. But you know, chicken pox, monkey pox, smallpox, and shingles are almost indistinguishable. And did you know that vaccines, being vaccinated, one of the side effects is shingles? Or chicken pox? Yeah. What can I say, people? You need to get educated.
Let's
go ahead, Ben.
Let's talk about something else that's happening at the same time. So you drive trucks. Well, Western Star trucks and Freightliner trucks have experienced a rash of thefts of the computer powertrain control modules. These are computers that run the drive system, the driveline system, and the engine of these 18-wheelers. They're being stolen while the vehicles are being parked.
Yeah. All they have to do is lift up the hood and pull it off. That's as simple as that.
Mm-hmm. And
they're on
without
the, right there near the engine.
Right, yeah, there's a plug, you know, a modular connector type thing, and electrical connector. And without that, that truck goes nowhere. You can't start it. You can't drive it. It goes nowhere unless you tow it. it becomes useless.
Yeah.
There's a, and why is that happening? Because there is a worldwide shortage of computer circuitry. We'll call them chips. That's what they call them. They are processors. They're memory chips. They are circuits, integrated circuits. There's a shortage of them. So they're being stolen right out of good operating trucks to put in other trucks. And it renders the truck that they're stolen from absolutely useless.
Let's try this little experiment. I want people to wake up tomorrow and see how long they can go without any kind of electronics or electrical devices. And if it's a tragic experience, realize that that's your future. If you depend on it, it's not going to be there. Because these things were built to wear out and replace, to keep these companies going. They just that the building of something that lasts a lifetime, that hasn't been around for a long time. I see people with some old shop vacs, the old, 70s style, and those things are valuable to them. They maintain those. Because the shop vac that you buy now can last about maybe, if you're lucky, a year.
You're absolutely right. The bearings and the motors of the new shop vacs are junk. Everything about them is junk. The motors are substandard. The dust gets in there and tears up the electric motors. You're right. The new shop vacs are absolutely junk. Just like everything else, or almost everything else that comes from China. I was looking at the price of the circulator pumps during the break. And a used one, and they call it, what do they call it? Let me just look really quickly. Pre-owned. Pre-owned means it was in somebody's heating system, and they took it out, and there's a reason why they took it out. So they took it out, and a pre-owned one is the same price as a brand new one used to be. But the brand new ones are now twice as expensive or more than they used to be 2 years ago. So when people say inflation is, right. And basically, or almost, the only ones that you can find, for the most part, are the used ones. So it's just like those Freightliner control modules. That's why they're being stolen, because they can't get the new ones.
I've got a little tip for you. You got a well. It's called a long pipe and a check valve on the bottom. And what this little pipe does is it goes up and down with a windmill. So as it goes down, the check valve opens, it fills with water, and as it lifts, the check valve closes and it brings the water up. This is the kind of pump that we may be reduced to shortly. Or lowering that bucket down the well, or that tube down the well with the check valve on it, to bring up water out of the ground. If you depend on a pump in the well, you better get five or six or more backups, like right now. That's exactly what I'm doing. Because it's all going to disappear. There is no more manufacturing. Our plants have all been dismantled. We're in a sad situation, and it was. And if you don't think this was planned, boy, I feel sorry for you. This has been. There's many ways to depopulate, and they've been wanting to do this since I first heard about the Georgia Guidestones. This has been in the plans for years. Now they're doing it. Okay, and the best way to do it is to have a bunch of jellyfish people that don't know how to go out and stick a seed in the ground, don't know how to protect it, don't know how to heat their house without electricity. They're just going to be, there's going to be floods of them, and they're just going to be starving to death. They're going to be desperate. And, now with this school shooting, they're going to be coming after the guns, your only protection from these people. We're in a world of chaos. It's right at our doorstep, and people, get educated.
if you know.
And if you think the police did a really good job there in Texas at that school shooting, they haven't. As a matter of fact, what I've been reading is some of the police ran in to get their own children out of the school. The heck with everybody else. And I read that the police locked the shooter in a classroom with the students, locked him in, so he couldn't get out.
You know, the way that it should have gone down. Yeah, the way that it should have gone down is somebody sees a guy walking with an assault weapon into the front of the school. That first person that drove by should have pulled out a rifle or a gun and shot him right there on the spot. But that didn't happen because we don't have the arms. People aren't trained. They're too stupid and they're too afraid because of the way the laws are written to even carry a firearm. How many people are like that, that are that insane that are going to kill people? Not very many. And it wouldn't take much to end them all should everybody have their own personal protection and be ready to act to save to stop a situation like that. He shouldn't have been able to get through the office or anywhere.
Greg, I delineated a plan about 10 years ago, and it's really simple. Anyone who is an employee of the school who has a concealed weapons permit, and that used to need them, but now you don't need them so much. But anyone who has one of those has been inspected and detected and approved by the local sheriff. Otherwise, you don't get one. And many places you have, like in Missouri, you have to prove that you can actually hit the target consistently. And so my plan was really simple. Employees who have CCW permits, if they want to, they can carry concealed without announcing it in the classroom while they're sweeping the floors if they're custodians, while they're working on the roof if they're maintenance workers, while they're in the office if they're secretaries or principals, or in the classrooms while they're teachers, in the nurse's office and in the cafeteria with the cafeteria workers. Whoever's trained gets more training from the local sheriff. It doesn't cost anything to get more training because the sheriff's already being paid. And the employees from the school volunteer. And they're authorized to shoot on site if someone walks in with a rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Greg, if we'd like to get your book on building a water distillation system in a large scale, enough to provide for a family and a garden and most needs for most families, where do we get your book?
Okay, I was going to finish up with a few final thoughts on that too. I did not plan on doing one on survival. I just wanted to concentrate after being in so many third world countries on water and the importance of it. But I put that together just for this class. They can go to realwaterindependence.com. That's realwaterindependence.com. And I have the water technology in that survival book. So everything is in there. And what I'd like to ask the class to do is do it in the morning or do it now. Go into prayer mode and ask your Father in heaven, what is it that I need to do? But first I want you to ask forgiveness for allowing these things to get above us, these people, these corrupt systems to get above us, because we've allowed it to happen. Ask forgiveness for that, and then ask what you can do to take care of yourself and your family for the next few years, maybe 7 years. And ask him what you should do next and get educated, because you're going to need that education. You're going to need to know how to do things. You're going to have to produce your own water. You're going to be able to find the water in a gutter or pond and turn it into drinking water if you can find it, or water coming out of the air, which could be contaminated with even radiation. You need to know how to purify it so that you can live on it, because if you don't find it, you will not live. If you don't have that food stored, you're not going to eat. If you don't have a shelter, you're not going to get out of the cities. Your thoughts, Vincent?
Absolutely. You know, Greg, I've been working feverishly on my book, too. And I think just the table of contents, which has it's lessons. Each lesson is 5 minutes or less. And I've been feverishly working on it. And the table of contents with two columns, it's 8.5 by 11, so it's a large book. Two columns per page, 12 points, so it's standard type size. the table of contents, just delineating the lessons, is, I expect, is going to be about 20 pages long. Just the lessons, the titles of the lessons, at one line per lesson. This thing is huge. And it, the reason I'm mentioning this class is the things that you need to do are in this book, they're in Greg's book. There's so many things that you need to do. It's overwhelming. It is. I'm not kidding. You know, just the water, just to make sure that you have what you need. What would you do if your faucet started leaking? What would you do? Do you have the parts to fix it? You have them already. Probably not. Most people go to the big box stores and buy that faucet repair kit, if they can get it. So I suggest that you contact, and the shower control valve, where are you going to get one of those? And if you can't get the exact replacement, here's what happens. You're going to be ripping out tile. You're going to be taking a hammer and you're going to be popping out tile if you have a tile surround for in your shower or bathtub area to get the new control valve in there. I'm not kidding. That's what happens.
You might be reduced to a couple of ball valves that you find at the hardware store. Yeah, and they could be used. But
right.
It's going to look ugly, but at least it'll work.
Right. And do you have the ball valves? Greg, I bought 20 of them. I bought 20 ball valves a couple years ago. I saw this coming. I bought the solvent, and I keep the solvent, you know, sealed in other containers as well as the cans, because it goes bad. It volatilizes. But
and maybe we will be reduced to what a third world country does, and that is a bucket and a cistern to go out there and fill the bucket and bring it in the house. But
Marjorie Wildcraft is one of our instructors, and she was telling me that she went to Cuba years ago. And she said it was really terrible in Cuba. She saw people raising pigs in their bathtubs, in their homes, so that they wouldn't be stolen, and so they could keep the pigs safe until they slaughtered the pigs. Raising them in a bathtub. No kidding.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that
chickens
before.
Chickens in the house. Chickens in a room. Yeah. Turn a room into a chicken pen. Yeah. It's all over. Just get out of the United States, where where everything is on demand, you know, and you're going to see it.
If you call technical support and you get the Philippines, you might hear roosters crowing in the background because the neighbor's apartment has a rooster. Greg, am I exaggerating?
No, you're not. I've heard that on quite a few times.
Yeah.
So get busy,
Greg.
People.
Yeah. RealWaterIndependence.com. Greg, thank you for sharing this devastating news. I think it's a wake-up call. It's beyond a wake-up call. It's a call to action. Right here, right now. Get out of Dodge.
Well, they're not talking about it. I saw it out of the plane. There's no ships waiting out there.
Greg, thanks so much. We'll see you next week.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks, so it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.